عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah, and we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah to whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strain, and every strain is in the hellfire. The issue of brotherhood has been discussed by the brothers more than one time. And the next speaker, inshallah ta'ala, he's going to speak about it. And myself, I'm not going to speak about this issue of brotherhood. Rather, I'm going to speak brother to brother about a point that a brother should advise his brother to, inshallah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already stated in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى from Surah Al-Hujurat. The believers are only brothers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us brothers, walhamdulillah, and now it's upon us to act as if we're brothers. And this advice, inshallah ta'ala, is that which would allow us to act as brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in His Quran, in Surah Muhammad, verse number 33, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah, and I command you to obey the Messenger, and don't render your deeds null and void, or useless, or worthless, by disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. All of the Muslims unanimously agree that we have to obey Allah and we have to obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we're going to be brothers in Islam, then we have to obey Allah and to obey His Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam, so that we can be brothers. And this obedience is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us at the beginning of Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us at the beginning of Surah Al-Hujurat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. O you who believe, do not decide an affair in your lives until you know the decision of Allah and His Messenger and those affairs, and then fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is the hearer, the knower. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, He commands us before we believe, before we make our statements, before we act, to know the decision of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then once we've known the decision, there's no choice in the matter and we submit willingly to it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the believers, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَا إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونُ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Ahzab, and it is not proper or befitting for a believing man or a believing woman, once Allah and His Messenger has decided an affair, that they have a choice in that affair. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger has gone clearly astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to obey Allah and to obey the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And that this obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has to start off with looking for the text of the Quran and the Sunnah before we believe, before we make our statements, and before we act. And then once we know the decision of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then we have to know that there's no choice in the matter, but we have to submit to it, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His Quran in many verses from the statement of the believers, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. And that is the statement of the believers, we hear and we obey. And when we begin to hear and to obey the statements of Allah and the statements of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see the brotherhood tightening up. As the biggest break for the brotherhood or the division amongst the Muslims is our disobedience to Allah and our disobedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And sometimes we don't want to look at a point so simple as meaning obeying Allah and obeying His Messenger is going to tighten the brotherhood. Don't we see that our differences are based on disobedience to Allah and disobedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why are those brothers separated from those brothers? Because those brothers grow their beards and those brothers don't. And we see this disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this example and many examples have divided the Muslims. And when we begin to practice this Quran and the Sunnah, then you would find the brotherhood like it was during the time of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they obeyed Allah and obeyed His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were a brotherhood. If we're going to obey Allah and to obey His Messenger, and this is that which every Muslim claims to do, we still find ourselves divided. And that is because we're not understanding and we're not practicing this Quran and Sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf al-Saleh. We're not practicing and we're not understanding this Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf al-Saleh. And as a brother to a brother, I want to advise all of the brothers to follow the methodology of the Salaf al-Saleh, and that you should advise anyone who's going to advise you to follow the Salaf al-Saleh, because no one is going to be on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, and there's going to be no brotherhood and no success for this Ummah except that we follow the Salaf al-Saleh. And whoever has anything against that, then he's astray. Whoever has anything against it is astray. And he's astray as much as he is against following the Salaf al-Saleh and their understanding and their practical application of the Quran and the Sunnah. I'm saying if someone hints that he's against that which the Salaf al-Saleh, our righteous predecessors, were upon, then he is a hint away from being astray. And as more as he is explicit, the farther and farther a person goes astray as he goes against that which the Salaf al-Saleh were upon. And we want all of the believers
to be happy, inshaAllah ta'ala, with following that which the Salaf al-Saleh was upon, so that the brotherhood of Islam could tighten up. And anyone who goes against it, we're going to look at them as they are the opposers of brotherhood with the Muslims. As much as you oppose the da'wah of the Salaf, you are opposing the brotherhood of the Muslims. As much as you are not upon the da'wah as-salafiyya, you are in opposition to the brotherhood of the Muslims. Because nothing can unite us except obedience to Allah and obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there's no way to know this obedience, to understand it correctly, and to practice it in our lives, except that we understand and we practice this Quran and the Sunnah on the understanding of the Salaf, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised in His Quran, as He tells us in Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 100, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and the sabiqun al-awwalun, and the first believers in Islam, from among the muhajirin and the ansar, and those that followed them, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. And He has prepared for them jannat, gardens underneath which rivers flow, abiding there forever, and that is the greatest achievement. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised a group of people and said that He is pleased with them, and they are rewarded Jannah, and they are the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are our Salaf al-Saleh. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala adds, and whoever follows them bi ihsan, and whoever follows them with their understanding and their practical application of the Quran and the Sunnah, then Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. And He will reward them with Jannat, gardens underneath which rivers flow, abiding therein forever, and that is the greatest success. The greatest success is the success of following those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised, and they are our Salaf al-Saleh. And this is the proper name that has been around from the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to refer to those people who practice the Quran and the Sunnah, to those people who obey Allah and obey His Messenger from the time of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam himself upward until today, until Yawm al-Qiyamah inshaAllah. Those people are known as the Salaf al-Saleh, and we want to say, be among them, call to it, and let the people know this is the only way we're going to be brothers in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing us the path of our Salaf al-Saleh and commanding us to follow it, and showing us that whoever doesn't is astray. And we can't say that a brother has the option to say, no, I'm not Salafi, and that it's okay, and that it's accepted from him. No, this isn't acceptable from you. And whenever you say, I'm not Salafi, I'm saying that you're opposing the brotherhood of Islam. And the only thing is stopping us from uniting is your foolish statement, I am not Salafi, that has no place in this deen of Al-Islam. It has no place in the deen of Al-Islam, and no one invented this statement, I am not a Salafi, except the people who have invented in this deen that which is not from this deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how far they've gone astray, as He tells us in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 115, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاتْ مَصِيرًا. Whoever opposes the Messenger after clear guidance has come to him and follows a path other than the path of the believers, we will turn him to that which he has turned himself to and enter him into Jahannam, or what an evil abode. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says, and the path of the believers, who were the believers at the time of the revelation of this verse? Other than the companions of the Messenger of Allah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And whoever follows a path other than the path of the believers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was referring to, and He's referring to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, whoever follows a path other than the path of the believers,
then we will turn him to that which he has turned himself to, and we will enter him into Jahannam, or what an evil abode. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't tell us that a person is heading to Jahannam except that he has taken a path other than the path of the believers who are our Salaf al-Salih, from the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the people who followed them, and their understanding and practical application of obedience to Allah and obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wasallam. And if we don't understand this deen, and we don't practice this deen of obedience to Allah and obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there's never going to be any brotherhood until we follow our Salaf al-Salih. And any time a person says, no matter how knowledgeable he is or ignorant, when he says, I do not follow the Salaf al-Salih, or he hints that he does not follow the Salaf al-Salih, he is astray as much as he is astray. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His guidance. That person is in opposition to the brotherhood. And this is how we know who is in opposition to the brotherhood and who wants the brotherhood, by his statement, I'm a Salafi and I follow the Salaf al-Salih. He wants the brotherhood. And when he says other than that, then he doesn't want the brotherhood. Listen to the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is authentically collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi and others. سَتَفْتَرِقُ أُمَّتِي عَلَى ثَلَاثٍ وَسَبْعِينَ فِرْقَةٍ كلها في النار إلا واحدة قيل ما الواحدة يا رسول الله قال ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this ummah will be divided into 73 sects, all of them in the hellfire except one. They said, which one is that, ya Rasulullah? He said, the one that adheres to what I adhere to today and my companions. This is the path for the people who want brotherhood, the people who want success, is to adhere to that which the Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions adhere to, from obedience to Allah and obedience to his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And this is the jama'ah, and this is the brotherhood of Islam, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another narration, when they asked him, and when he said one was in and all of them in the hellfire except one, and they said, which one? He said, the jama'ah. And that jama'ah are the people who adhere to that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions adhered to. And the terminology of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions and those who came after them is to refer to this understanding and this methodology of the people who have not divided off into those other 72 sects that are heading to the hellfire, is the terminology of a Salaf al-Salih. And this isn't a new word, and it's not a new invention, and it's not a new group, but a group is those other 72. A group is those other 72. We don't say, as Islam, being Muslims, that we are a group, and the Christians are a group, and the Jews are a group, and the Hindus are a group, and the Buddhists are a group, and everyone else is a group, and we're just a group like them. No, we're on the origin of a tawheed, and they are the groups, because they strayed away from the origin of Tawheed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded humanity to be upon. And when you say you're Salaf al-Salih, you're that which Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rather Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had commanded us to follow our Salaf al-Salih, and if we follow them, then we're on the origin. And whoever doesn't, then he is a group, so far as he has strayed away from the origin. And it's not proper to call the origin a group, except that you call it Al-Firqatul Najiyah. Al-Firqatul Najiyah. And this is the term that if they want to call the people who say we follow the Salaf al-Salih, if you want to call it a group, call it the saved sect that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said would be saved from the hellfire. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam calls us to follow our righteous predecessors in many hadith, as we saw in this one, and we see in the narration of Imam Ahmed rahimahullah, where the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam was questioned, أي الناس خير؟ قال أنا والذين معي ثم الذين على الأثر ثم الذين على الأثر. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was questioned, who is the best of humanity? He said, I am, and those who are with me, and then those that follow what they brought, and then those that follow what they brought. Here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it very clear who are the best of humanity. And they are the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, and then the people that follow them, and then the people that follow them. And this goes all the way up to Yawm al-Qiyamah. That the Muslims on the brotherhood and following the truth, they're the people who follow their Salaf al-Saleh or their righteous predecessors, those people who came before them, that understood and practiced obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam correctly. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, he shows us that this is our way to alleviate all of our differences and to unite our hearts, is to follow the Salaf al-Saleh. As he tells us in the narration that all of us know from Abu Dawood in At-Tirmidhi, where he says, alayhi salatu wa salam, alaykum bi taqwa Allah wa sam'a wa ta'a wa in 'abdan habashiyan وسترون بعدي اختلافا شديدا فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين عضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم والأمور المحدثات فإن كل بدعة ضلالة. And this is the narration of Imam Ibn Majah. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, I advise you with fear of Allah, with taqwa Allah, and hearing and obeying. And that is for those who are in leadership. Whether they are guided or astray, obedience is for the leadership, as the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam shows us, as he says, even if he is a Abyssinian slave, whether he is guided or astray, whether he is right or he is wrong, obedience is for the leaders among the Muslims. However, obedience to him, of course, is in those affairs that are obedience to Allah and obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And no one obeys anyone in disobedience to Allah and disobedience to His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and you will see after me very severe differences of an opinion. And we know from the other narration, which is more popular, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. And whoever among you lives will see many differences of an opinion. And usually this differencing, as we were beginning, these differences is that which has broken up the brotherhood and made those brothers go over there and those over there and those over there, because they see it one way and then the other brothers see it another way and then the other brothers see it yet another way. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam has given us the answer, as he says, I advise you to hold fast to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khalifas. Hold firmly to what they brought and beware of the newly invented matters, because every bid'ah is a strain. Be aware of every newly invented matter. From the time of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam till now, the Muslims who follow the truth have been saying, we follow the Salaf al-Saleh. And for someone not to say it, we're telling you and them to beware of newly invented matters. Because every bid'ah is a strain. Beware of newly invented matters, because every bid'ah is a strain. And this terminology of Salaf al-Saleh is not new. It's always been around, and either we're upon it or we're in opposition to the brotherhood of Islam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we were saying, is the one who has established this. And no one has established the da'wah to Salafiyya except Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one has established this except him. And each and every other da'wah, other than the da'wah to Salafiyya, has been established by other than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And any group you bring, you can just look at the leader, he's so and so. And that's how you know to be aware of those newly invented matters. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam was getting close to his death. And his daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the hadith of Imam Muslim, began crying because she knew that her father was going to die sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she had so much love for him alayhi salatu wa sallam, as we're seeing, as the history has already been written and taken place, that Fatima بنت محمد ابن عبد الله ابن عبد المطلب ابن هاشم صلى الله عليه وسلم, that she died only 6 months after him, as they said she just lived in grief until she died. Fear Allah and be patient. And this advice is for Fatima and the rest of the Muslims who come after Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها. Fear Allah and be patient, because indeed I am the best Salaf for you. Indeed, I am the best Salaf for you. فَإِنَّهُ نِعْمَ سَلَفٌ أَنَا لَكِ. This is the language and the terminology of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the hadith of Sahih Muslim. It isn't a new invention today, because we only heard of it today. And what we haven't heard of doesn't make it not from this deed. Yesterday we didn't even hear of Islam. Does that mean that Islam wasn't the truth and it wasn't here? Islam is the truth, and it was here for the people to believe in it. Either you're a Muslim or you are straight. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he told us and advised us what to hold fast to before his death, and that he was the best Salaf for us. And this is what the Muslims have been upon. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and other than this hadith, has advised us to follow the Salaf in general. After he said he was the best Salaf for you, but to follow the Salaf in general, as he says in the narration of Imam Ad-Darimi, and it is authentic, where he says, عليه الصلاة والسلام, يَذْهَبُ الصَّالِحُونَ أَسْلَافًا. Your righteous Salaf have died off, or have preceded you, or have come before you. Your righteous Salaf have come before you, have died off, have went away before you. Here the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام, and the people who understand Arabic, then they can see the statement of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, يَذْهَبُ الصَّالِحُونَ أَسْلَافًا, that your righteous predecessors have gone before you as that which you should be following. The Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام, he left this as advice for the Ummah to Yawm al-Qiyamah, and nothing is going to strengthen our brotherhood except holding fast to that which the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded us to hold fast to, from obedience to him and obedience to Allah تبارك وتعالى. And that this, with the understanding of our Salaf al-Saleh and their practical application, this is what is going to give us brotherhood, and anything other than this is going to separate us. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, the companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya ma'ashar al-qurra, khudu tariqa man qablakum. Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, O you readers of the Quran, or memorizers of the Quran, hold fast to the methodology of the people who came before you. Because your reading of the Quran and your reading of the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, how is it going to benefit you without the understanding and the practical application of the Salaf al-Saleh? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't reveal this Quran and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in somebody's mailbox for him to read it and say that I'm guided, because the Quran and the Sunnah came to my mailbox and nobody's going to tell me how to understand it and practice it. I have my own mind and I'm not stupid. If you don't follow, the Salaf al-Saleh, those people who Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased with because of their understanding and their practice of the Quran, then the Quran and the Sunnah won't benefit you. You'll read it, but it won't go any higher than your neck bone, because you won't be able to understand it and practice it in your lives. And this is what happened to the Khawarij, who challenged the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiallahu anhum, as they said, Allah said such and such. You're going to tell the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, who brought the Quran to you, Allah said such and such. They're the ones who taught you what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said. And is there anyone in this room that has known what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said before the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam? Is there anyone in this room who has practiced the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the tabi'un, before the tabi' tabi'un, before the scholars of hadith and the scholars of Islam? Is there anyone from among us who have practiced the Quran and the Sunnah before they have practiced it? They are the ones who have practiced it before us. They are the ones who understood it and practiced it correctly until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with their practice of the Quran and the Sunnah. We're never going to be on that Sirat al-Mustaqim. We're never going to be that brotherhood that we pray for until we follow the Salaf al-Saleh and their understanding and their practical application of the Quran. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, اتبعوا ولا تبتدعوا فقد كفيتم. Follow and don't invent, you have been given enough. Follow and don't invent, you have been given enough. And this means follow that which the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam and the companions have given you from the Quran and the Sunnah, its understanding and its application. Follow it and don't invent, you have been given enough. And let's not be so foolish as to say, as some people say, who are following a group that was invented 100 years ago from leader so-and-so, to say, I'm following, I'm not inventing. It was leader so-and-so who invented. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he explained this from the hadith that we know, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدْ. That whoever invents something in this deen of ours that's not from it, then it's rejected. This goes not only for the one who invented it alone, but whoever and practiced that innovation also. As the Prophet ﷺ tells us in the narration of Imam Muslim, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدْ. That whoever practices a practice that's not from this deen of ours, then it is rejected. And this is the same thing that Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is commanding us to follow and not invent. Not that which you have invented yourselves, nor that which those people recently who have just come before you have invented, but take it back to those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised in His Quran. Muhammad ibn Sirin, from among the tabi'een, he said, كانوا يقولون إذا كان الرجل على الأثر فهو على الطريق. They used to say, and this is a tabi'i, a companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to say, if a person is following the narrations, then that person is on the straight path. If a person is following the narrations, then that person is on the straight path. The narrations that go back to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, the narrations that go back to the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiallahu anhu, the narrations that go back to the tabi'un, the narrations that go back to the scholars of Islam, these are the narrations that if we hold fast to them, we will be a true brotherhood and we won't ever go astray, inshallah ta'ala. Imam Abu Hanifa, and I just want to quote a few of the statements. And I was asking some of the brothers who understand that there's nothing that's going to make us a brotherhood except following the methodology of the Salaf al-Saleh to let's get together and to make a program or a series of lectures with hundreds of statements of the ulama commanding the believers to hold fast to the methodology of the Salaf in order to convince the one who has the slightest doubt that there's anything other than the da'wah to salafiyyah that's correct among the Muslims. This is the only methodology. This is the only da'wah that is correct. You're either on it and you're correct, or you're off it and you're in opposition to the brotherhood and you're in opposition to this deen of al-Islam. Know it or don't know it. Directly or indirectly, you're in opposition to this brotherhood and to this deen of Islam if you don't follow the methodology of the Salaf al-Saleh. And I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the knowledge and the time one day to present as a series hundreds of statements of the ulama commanding the people to follow the Salaf al-Saleh, to remove any doubt from anybody's mind that there's any other methodology that is correct other than this methodology. I'm just going to take a few of the statements of the ulama so that we can see generation after generation that they have been commanded us to obey Allah and to obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the understanding and practical application of the Salaf, and that there's no one, no matter how fine his mind is, that he's able to understand the Quran and the Sunnah better than the understanding of the Salaf as-Salih. And we'll see why inshaAllah ta'ala as we take a look at some of the statements of the ulama. As Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he says, عليك بالأثر وطريقة السلف. I command you to hold fast to the narrations and to the path of the Salaf. And this is the statement of Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Imam al-Awza'i rahimahullah, and maybe I should just translate their statements instead of bringing all of them, if the time be short, inshallah. Imam al-Awza'i rahimahullah, who died 156 Hijri, said, اصبر نفسك على سنة وقف حيث وقف القوم وقل بما قالوا وكف عما كفوا عنه واسلك سبيل سلفك الصالح فإنه يسعك ما وسعه. Imam al-Awza'i rahimahullah, he said, be patient with following the Sunnah. Be patient with following the Sunnah. Make yourself patient with following the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and stop where the people stop, referring to the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and those people have come before him. Stop where they stop. Say what they say. Refrain from what they refrain from, and follow the path of your Salaf al-Salih, and follow the path of your righteous predecessors, because what was sufficient for them is sufficient for you. What was sufficient for them is sufficient for you. And this is close to the statement of Imam Malik rahimahullah, where he said, مَا لَمْ يَكُنْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ دِينًا لَا يَكُونُ الْيَوْمَ دِينًا. What was not deen then, when Allah revealed this verse, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, this day I perfected for you your deen, what was not deen then is not deen now. And there was no deen around at the time of the revelation of that verse, except that which the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was upon, in calling the people to obedience to Allah and obedience to His Messenger, and that being understood and practiced by the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. As we just take a look at the example where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, sawu sufufakum, straighten the rows. How are the rows straightened? And who were the first people that heard this commandment of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, straighten the rows? They were the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Prophet used to check to make sure they were straight. And this is one example how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam commanded them. Watch how they understood and practiced it, and then confirmed it or put it in place. No, put your chest in like that. As we know the example where the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam had hit one of the companions in the chest, telling him that his chest was hanging out, making the row not straight. And then that man, he wanted his right back to hit the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam back. When the Prophet lifted his shirt up, the man kissed the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam and said, how could I hit the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? And his sweat was like the smell of the finest fragrance. At any rate, this is just one example of how the commandment of Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam comes, and we see how the people understood it and practiced it with the confirmation of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Imam al-Awza'i, he also says, عليك بآثار من سلف وإن رفضك الناس. He says, I command you to hold fast to the narrations of the Salaf, even if the people are opposed to you. Hold fast to the narrations of the Salaf, even if the people are opposed to you. And this is the advice for myself and ourselves. Hold fast to the narrations of the Salaf, even if the people oppose you, because that's what they're doing when they go against the da'wah to Salafiyya. They are opposing the da'wah of Islam. Because the only da'wah that was given to us is the da'wah of the Qur'an and the Sunnah, with the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us. Imam Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, he says, لا تشتم السلف وادخل الجنة بسلام. He said, stay away from insulting or talking bad against the Salaf, and you will enter Jannah safely. Stay away from talking bad against the Salaf, and you will enter Jannah safely. And this is some advice from one of the scholars of Islam, to hold fast to that which the Salaf al-Saleh were upon, so that we can enter Jannah with safety. And not to enter Jannah like those 72 steps. After they taste the hellfire, then they're going to go to Jannah. But to enter Jannah safely, along with the saved sect, the one that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam described as those who are upon what I am upon today, and my companions. Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, rahimahullah, who before his death left the deviance and came to the following of the Salaf, and he wrote in his Aqidah, or in the creed of the Muslim before he died, وَنَدِينُ بِحُبِّ السَّلَفِ. And we worship Allah with love of the Salaf. We worship Allah by loving the Salaf. Loving the Salaf who brought us the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qirawani, and this is just another example of the ulama who have put this in their books of aqidah. And if we have read them, we know that these books are very short, and they put this there because of its importance, as he says, الطَّاعَةُ لِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ وَلَاتُ أُمُورِهِمْ وَعُلَمَائِهِمْ وَاتِّبَاعُ السَّلَفُ الصَّالِحِ وَاقْتِدَاءُ آثَارِهِمْ وَالِاسْتِغْفَارُ لَهُمْ. Ibn Abi Zayd rahimahullah, he said, obedience is for all of the leaders of the Muslims, from those who are in charge of the affairs of the Muslims and their scholars, and following the Salaf al-Saleh and imitating them in that which they have left for us, and seeking forgiveness for them. This is a statement in the beliefs of the Muslims, and a belief, and whoever has read the Aqidah of Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qirawani knows that it can be read in 5 minutes or so. And he put this there to let us know that an important part of the belief of the Muslim is that we understand and we practice this Quran the way that it was understood and practiced by our Salaf al-Saleh. Some of the ulama, they say in their poetry, وَكُلُّ خَيْرٍ فِي اتِّبَاعِ مَنْ سَلَفْ وَكُلُّ شَرٍ فِي ابْتِدَاعِ مَنْ خَلَفْ. That all good is in the following of the Salaf, and all evil is in the innovations of the Khalaf. All good is in following the Salaf, and all evil is in the innovations of the Khalaf, the people who have come after the Salaf. Imam As-Subki rahimahullah, he says, when he was questioned about a particular bid'ah, he said, هَذِهِ بِدْعَةٌ لَا يَشُقُّ فِيهَا أَحَدٌ وَلَا يَرْتَابُ فِي ذَلِكَ ويكفي أنها لم تعرف في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا في زمن أصحابه ولا عن أحد من علماء السلف. He said, this bid'ah, no one doubts about it, and no one is uncertain about it, and it is sufficient for it to be a bid'ah that it was not known during the time of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, nor during the time of his companions, nor did it stem from any one of the ulama of the Salaf, nor did it stem from anyone from the scholars of the Salaf. These are the statements of the ulama in commanding us to follow the Salaf, so that we can tighten up our brotherhood, and that we can be on the Siratul Mustaqim by following the Salaf. We know that the only thing that's going to tighten our brotherhood is obedience to our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obedience to His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. But how can we be obedient to Allah and obedient to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we don't follow the Salaf al-Saleh? If we don't understand obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we don't know the practical application of obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can we obey them? And many of us, we know this. When you go to college or when you go to these trade schools, you learn the science of the particular field or discipline. But it doesn't mean anything until you get that hands-on practical application of that knowledge that they gave you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah. How could it benefit you if you don't have that correct understanding and the correct application? That is the application of the Salaf. And the understanding of the Salaf, those who first practiced the Quran and the Sunnah, to Allah says, I am pleased with you. Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah, he wrote a book on the issue. Fadlu ilm al-Salaf ala ilm al-Khalaf. The name of the book is The Virtues of the Knowledge of the Salaf over top of the knowledge of the Khalaf, the people who have come after them. And he has made many statements, as he made this statement, فَأَمَّا مَتَّفَقَ السَّلَفُ عَلَى تَرْكِهِ فَلَا يَجُوزُ الْعَمَلُ بِهِ لِأَنَّهُ مَا تَرَكُوهُ إِلَّا عَلَى عِلْمٍ أَنَّهُ لَا يُعْمَلُ بِهِ. He said that whatever the Salaf has agreed to leave alone, then it is not permissible to do that thing. Because if they left it alone, they only left it alone on knowledge. And that they knew that that thing shouldn't have been done. He also says, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَأْخُذَ الْعِلْمَ مِنْ كَلَامِهِمْ فَاتَهُ ذَلِكَ الْخَيْرَ كُلُّ مَعَ مَا يَقَعُ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْبَاطِلِ مُتَابَعَةً لِمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ عَنْهُ. He says also, and whoever does not gain their knowledge, and knowledge is from the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whoever does not get their knowledge from the statements of the Salaf, then he has missed all good, and he will fall into many of batil, many of falsehoods, following those people who have come after the Salaf.
Excuse me. There's a brother whose wife, it appears to be an emergency, needs to see you in front of the masjid. Brother Sulaiman Bashir from New Jersey. Sulaiman Bashir.
Okay. Imam Ibn Abdul Hadi, rahimahullah, he said, لو كان حقا لسبقونا إليه علما وعملا وإرشادا ونصيحة. Referring to the people who think that there may be some good in following others in the Salaf. He said, if it was the truth, what those people had, then the Salaf would have beat us to it. In knowledge and action and guiding the people to it and advising the people to follow it. If there was any good, the Salaf would have beat everyone to it, as they were the first people to practice this deed. And how could someone beat them to correct following of the Quran and the Sunnah? He also said, وَلَا يَجُوزُ إِحْدَاثُ تَأْوِيلًا فِي آيَةٍ أَوْ سُنَّةٍ لَمْ يَكُونَ عَلَى أَهْدِ السَّلَفِ وَلَا عَرَفُوهُ وَلَا بَيَّنُوهُ لِلْأُمَّةِ فَإِنَّ هَذَا يَتَضَمَّنُ أَنَّهُمْ جَهَلُوا الْحَقَّ فِي هَذَا وَضَلُّوا عَنْهُ وَاهْتَدَى إِلَيْهِ هَذَا الْمُعْتَرِضُ الْمُسْتَأْخَرُ. He says, and it is not permissible to give a new meaning to an ayah or to a hadith that the Salaf was not upon, and that the Salaf did not know, and that the Salaf did not explain for the whole ummah, because what you're saying is that they didn't know the truth, and that they went astray, and that the people who came after them was better guided than them. Is there someone in his right mind from among the Muslims that's going to say that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions and the Tabi'un and the Tabi' Tabi'un, that they missed it on a particular point in Islam and we got it correct? Or group so-and-so's leader got a point correct that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions missed it? That the Tabi'un missed it? How did you get Islam except by means of them? How did we get Islam except by means of the people who came before us, who practiced Islam and passed it on to us? If they didn't fight jihad and bring this deen to the dunya, we wouldn't have gotten it. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had wanted from His deen, and He chose the people He chose to bring this deen to humanity. Walhamdulillah. Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah, he says, قَدْ ثَبَتَ وُجُوبُ اتِّبَاعَ السَّلَفِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَالْإِجْمَعِ وَالْعِبْرَ دَلَّتْ عَلَيْهِ. He said that it has been firmly established by the Quran and the Sunnah and Ijma and whatever comes after that from the Ibra, from the knowledge or the intellect or the reasoning of the ulama, that it is compulsory to follow the Salaf. May the mercy of Allah be upon him. And this is what we're advising ourselves today, so that we can have the brotherhood that the people who came before us had. And whenever we think of Islam in the best light of Islam, we think of the history of Islam. Why don't we think of ourselves today when we think of the greatness of Islam? Because we're not following the Salaf al-Saleh. And until we follow them, we won't have the greatness that they had, because we're not doing that which they did. We're not following them and that which they understood and practiced from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, who many of the ulama say did not follow the Salaf in the full detail. Rahimahullah wa ghafara lahu. As he's among one of the finest scholars of Islam. And this was because of his point in the aqidah that he chose to follow other than the Salaf. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him, and may we continue to benefit from the finest books ever written by Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah. He says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الصَّوَابَ الْمُخْتَارِ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَفْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ فَهَذَا هُوَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَغْتَرَّنَّ بِكَثْرَةِ مَنْ يُخَالِفَهُ. And this is common in the statements of the ulama, that they may have not taken a particular issue, but they would at least bear witness to the truth. As he says, rahimahullah, and know that that which is correct and that which is the chosen position is that which the Salaf were upon, radiallahu anhum. This is the truth, and don't be fooled by how many people oppose it. This is the truth, and don't be fooled by how many people oppose it. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah, he says, إِنَّ أَحْدَاثَ الْقَوْلِ فِي التَّفْسِيرِ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي كَانَ السَّلَفُ وَالْأَئِمَّةُ عَلَى خِلَافِهِ يَسْتَلْزِمُ أَحْدَ أَمْرَيْنِ إِمَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ خَطَأً فِي نَفْسِهِ أَوْ تَكُونُ أَقْوَالَ السَّلَفِ المخالفة له خطأ ولا يشك عاقل أنه أولى بالغلط والخطأ من قول السلف. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, indeed for someone to make an understanding or a tafsir of a verse from the Book of Allah with the understanding that the Salaf and the scholars were upon other than that, then what he's saying is one of two things. Either that what he is saying is incorrect, or what the Salaf is saying is incorrect. If someone has an understanding of the ayah in the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the understanding different from the understanding of the Salaf, what he's saying is that it's one of two things. Either the Salaf were wrong in their understanding, or he was wrong in his understanding. And no one that has any sense would think other than it is more proper for him to be mistaken and for him to be wrong than the statements of the Salaf. If we thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant such and such from an ayah, in Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, وعبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه وحسن البصري ومحمد بن سيرين وابو العالي ومجاهد, from among the ulama of the Salaf, if they said opposite to what we said, who has more right to be wrong? Who has the biggest possibility to be mistaken other than ourselves? Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he says, لا ينبغي العدول عن طريق السلف فإنه أفضل وأكمل. And the person added on to his statement, وَيَنْبَغْيَ الْبُعْدُ عَنْ طَرِيقِ مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ فَإِنَّهُ أَضَلْ وَأَجْهَلْ. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah, he says, it is not proper to go away from the path of the Salaf, because indeed it is the best and the most perfect and complete. And the person who was quoting this statement, Ali Hassan al-Halabi rahimahullah, he added, And it is proper to stay away from every path that goes in opposition to the Salaf, because indeed it is more astray and more ignorant. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he also says, لَا عَيْبَ عَلَى مَنْ أَظْهَرَ مَذْهَبَ السَّلَفِ وَانْتَسَبَ إِلَيْهِ وَاَعْتَزَّ إِلَيْهِ بَلْ يَجِبُ قُبُولَ ذَلِكَ مِنْهُ بِالْإِتِّفَاقِ فَإِنَّ مَذْهَبَ السَّلَفِ لَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا حَقًّا. Shaykh al-Islam, he says, there is no blame on the person who outwardly professes the madhab of the Salaf, and he affiliates himself with it by saying, I'm Salafi. Rather, it is compulsory to accept that from him, and this is with a consensus from the scholars. Because indeed, the methodology of the Salaf could not be anything other than the truth. Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Islam, he said, there is no blame on the one who outwardly professes the methodology of the Salaf and affiliates himself with it. And the affiliation in Arabic is by putting the ya and nisfa on the end of the Salaf and saying, I'm a Salafi. Because it is compulsory to accept that from him. And this is with a consensus of the ulama. Because indeed the methodology of the Salaf, or as he says in Arabic, the madhab al-Salaf, could never be other than the truth. Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah, he says, إِنَّهُ لَا يَنْبَغِي لِعَالِمٍ أَنْ يَدِينَ بِغَيْرِ مَا دَانَ بِهِ السَّلَفُ الصَّالِحُ مِنَ الصَّحَابَ وَالتَّابِعِينَ وَتَابِعِيهِمْ مِنَ الْوُقُوفِ عَلَى مَا تَقْضَضِيهِ أَدِلَّةُ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah, and in this book, he wrote a book about how to be a student of knowledge or a scholar. And he advised the people to read and to study all of the books of the ulama, the ones who followed the methodology of the Salaf and the others, in order to know the truth and the falsehood, that which was correct from deviance. And then he ended his statement off by saying, however, it is not proper for a alim to worship Allah on other than that which the Salaf al-Salih from among the Sahab and the Tabi'een and those people who followed them, with stopping with only following the Quran and the Sunnah and what stems from it. Here Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah, he makes it clear. You can read and study and learn, but don't worship Allah except on that which the Salaf al-Salih have worshipped Allah on. Yes, we're going to hear about group so-and-so and their six principles, or group so-and-so and their methodology, or group so-and-so and we memorize it, or we haven't memorized all of their innovative principles or not. However, no, when it comes to worshiping Allah, we're only going to worship Him with the understanding and the practical application of the Salaf al-Salih. And like I said, we could have quoted and quoted and quoted the statements of the ulama in reference to following the Salaf al-Salih. Allah has commanded us to follow and to obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to obey Him Azza wa Jal. And that we have to obey Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam in every affair in our lives, in our beliefs, in our statements, in our actions, in our affiliations, in every aspect in our lives. We obey Allah and we obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But there's no way to understanding and practical applying obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam except with the understanding and the practical application of the Salaf al-Salih. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. And this is the ayah from the book of Allah. The believers are only brothers. How are we going to understand this? And how are we going to apply this in our lives? By obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih. This is the origin, this is the Sirat al-Mustaqim, and everyone who follows other than this is astray as far as he is from following the Salaf al-Salih. If the people are surprised, and they were, as one of the Tabi'een, Amr ibn Maymun, was surprised when he told Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, how can you say that most of the people are astray? And anyone who hears our statement, whoever does not say, I am Salafi, and we follow the Salaf al-Salih, and we advise and we give da'wah to the people to follow the Salaf al-Salih, whoever doesn't say this, he is astray according to how far he is away from this. Anyone who hears this will be surprised. Are you going to say that the majority of the Muslims are astray? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was confronted with the same thing. And he said that most of the people have gone astray. إِنَّمَا الْجَمَاعَ مَا وَافَقَ الْحَقِّ. Indeed, the overwhelming majority of the people have gone astray. And this is the companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had accepted Islam with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca, who was present with the revelation of 70 swords to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of 114. He is the one that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam desired to hear the Quran from, recite the Quran. Am I going to recite the Quran to the one who it was revealed to? I want to hear it from other than myself. He wanted to hear it from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised his companion. Whoever wants to read the Quran the way that it was revealed to me, read it on the recitation of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. This is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud who said the most of the people are astray. The jama'a is that which agrees with the truth. The brotherhood is the brotherhood of the people practicing the truth, standing on the truth, calling to the truth. This is the brotherhood. And those people who have gone astray, who have left this path of following the Salaf al-Saleh, they are in opposition to the brotherhood. They have broken the brotherhood. They have strained the brotherhood. They are the enemies of the brotherhood. And we're calling them back to the brotherhood by following the Salaf al-Saleh, because there's no other brotherhood except the brotherhood of following the truth, following the understanding and the practical application of the Salaf al-Saleh to the Quran and the Sunnah. We are Salafi. We are calling the people to be Salafiyun and to practice and to call the people to the understanding of the Salaf al-Saleh for the Quran and the Sunnah, so that we can be a real brotherhood. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.